If you want to support your local community while you're preparing for the holidays this year, plenty of ways to do so. You can buy food for your feast from local farmers, or you can purchase gifts at a locally owned boutique. You can even decorate your home with a locally sourced Christmas tree. On a windy day this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda traveled to the Lawless Christmas Tree Farm, and she has this report.
Nestled among the rolling hills of Rudy, you'll find 18 acres of Christmas trees. There are rows and rows of trees ranging in height from 2 to 15 feet tall. This farm is run by the Lawless family. It's owned by Wilbur Lawless, but everybody knows him as Buddy. On this sunny afternoon, he's standing near a small shed wearing a camouflage coat and cap. Mistletoe and wreaths available for purchase are on display. Nearby, bees swarm around blue goop on top of a couple of upside-down white plastic buckets.
I've been feeding my bees. Well, they like the blueberry candy canes.
Buddy has raised bees for decades. He also spent 35 years working in a meat market and says there are similarities between that career and his current one.
Of course, I'm a retired butcher, and the more you trim that tree, the prettier it is. The more you trim that steak, the prettier it is.
The 84-year-old Arkansas native became the owner of a Christmas tree farm when he planted his first sapling 31 years ago.
Two of my friends work for the Forest Service, and our wives and their wives, and we were all up in Canada fishing. And they told me, said, well, now, as you like to raise trees, because I had planting apple trees and pear trees and all that kind of stuff down around the house. And he said, you need to start Christmas trees. I said, well, what does it consist of? He said, we'll even plant them for you. They had a service out of Ozark that planted their trees. And so I said, well, that sounds like a good idea. He said, plant them 4 or 5 years, you go back and start cutting trees. That was the last time I got to go fishing in Canada.
When they opened for the season, this family-owned and operated business started with about 10,000 trees. The majority of them are Virginia pines, but they also have some young Leland cypress trees. Buddy says it takes 5 to 6 years to grow a good-sized tree. While he leaves the watering up to Mother Nature, the trees are trimmed twice a year and sprayed for bugs. To pick out a tree, families can take a tall, white PVC pipe out with them into the field. It's marked by height and cost. When they're ready, customers can flip the end of the pipe that's spray-painted orange up, and employees will ride a four-wheeler out to assist them. The weekend before Thanksgiving, people can start tagging trees. Once it's reserved, they can come back closer to Christmas to have them cut down.
When we tag a tree, I spray the bottom of the tree with some orange paint. Before we started doing that, well, people would come along, take tag off, say, I want that tree. And somebody had already picked it out long before, and then come back later and got it.
He says people's taste in trees varies.
The trees that I like, there's sometimes that a person don't like it for some reason. They want a thinner tree or a thicker tree, but we have pretty well all kind of in sizes.
When customers pick up their trees, some may go home with one that has a special attached packet that was created by Mountain Burg students.
They make a ornament, and they have a postcard in there where they, wherever this tree goes, well, if you'll take that postcard and put it in the mail, they can keep a record on how far away these trees go. They do it every year, and then there's a letter in there letting the child tell you a little bit about her or him.
When Buddy plants new trees, he'll place them next to the old stumps and once again let Mother Nature do her thing.
The termites take care of in 2 years. They work for me.
Buddy says the farm is a family affair, and it has been for a long time.
The grandson, when he was about, he's 30-something now, and when he was about eight, well, he'd crawl under them trees and cut that saw with a handsaw. But he outgrew that somewhere down the road.
When he started, Buddy says he never thought he'd still be running the farm. However, as a diabetic, he says he needs exercise, and this is it.
Hit that 84 mark. So, I feel like it's been good for me. I have several people asking me, said, when you going to quit? When you find me laying under one of them trees. Then I'll say it's all over. Granddaughter's going to, they've already made up their mind, they're going to take it when I get through with it. I told them, I said, I'm going to go for 7 more years. And I said, I want to see that next eclipse.
The Lawless Christmas Tree Farm is open from 10 a.m. to dark daily. Their last day this season is December 22nd. They're located at 6100 Christmas Tree Lane in Rudy. More information is available at facebook.com/lawlessfarm. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.